You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. The Labour Party has recently called for funding to be halted for the Gumboot Friday initiative. This follows controversial claims made by mental health advocate and Gumboot Friday and I Am Hope campaigner Mike King in an interview with Newstalk ZB, where he said alcohol is not a problem for those struggling with mental health problems and that alcohol can even be a solution. For our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Katie Nimmin, News and Editorial Director Joel spoke to Katie about Mike King's claims and what the party's thoughts and plans are regarding these. Joel also spoke to her about recent comments made by ACT Party leader David Seymour, where he said he would not ban the display of swastikas in public amid ongoing legislation by the coalition government banning the public display of gang patches and insignia set to begin on the 21st of November.
Recently, in an interview with Newstalk ZB, I Am Hope and Gumboot Friday campaigner Mike King claimed that alcohol was a solution for people with mental health problems. What are National's thoughts on this matter?
Well, look, I think ultimately we acknowledge how much of a strong advocate he has been in New Zealand for mental health, but, you know, alcohol's not a solution. You know, that's clear that, it's one of those things that you say all sorts of things when you're in an interview, especially when you're a comedian, and I think he's not a politician and his words don't get held to account the same way ours does do. But at the end of the day, you know, what we've seen from the opposition, I suppose, has just been really politicising mental health. And at the end of the day, we look to people to help us that have a strong sense of purpose, a strong drive and determination, and he's not given up on that purpose. For a slip of the tongue or saying something that's not quite right scientifically doesn't mean that it undermines everything he's ever done up until this point to support mental health.
Regarding his statements, responding to the Herald following his original claim on Newstalk ZB, King said his comments were not unsafe for those who may see him as an authority figure. Does National also believe this is true?
Look, I think that we see him as an advocator and a campaigner, but he's not an expert, and he doesn't claim to be an expert either. In fact, I was with him at an event a couple of days ago, actually probably about a week ago, and he was riding his bike around New Zealand, and his job is to raise awareness, to help break down stigma, to help people talk about things. He never claims to be a psychologist or an expert. He is always there to raise awareness, and so for him, you know, that's a big part of what he does. But, you know, like I say, he's a hugely strong advocate, and he's led a huge amount of the charge of breaking down the barriers and stigma and discrimination in mental health. And so that's really what this needs to come down to, is not undermining and letting one turn of phrase undermine everything that he has done. You know, it's about outcomes, and Gumboot Friday is achieving a huge amount for young people with experienced and qualified counsellors around New Zealand.
You briefly touched on this earlier, but since this, the Labour Party has called for funding to be halted to the Gumboot Friday initiative, which receives $24 million in government spending. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has distanced himself from King's claims, but would still support the Gumboot Friday and I Am Hope initiatives. Without halting funding for these initiatives, does the party plan on addressing King's comments with him?
Oh, look, at the end of the day, we don't have to agree with what he said to support the organisation that he represents. And, you know, I think, as I've just mentioned, there's hundreds of councillors and an organisation behind Mike King that organises Gumboot Friday and I Am Hope. It's not him sitting at a computer doing all of the logistics and operations. It's him leading that public charge. And so I think, you know, to, like I said, politicise it and stop funding for something that genuinely helps thousands of Kiwi kids, it genuinely is the right thing to do to keep supporting Gumboot Friday. And it has delivered fantastic results. And I think, you know, this is not the time to go and play politics with mental health, especially young people's access to mental health. Regarding having a conversation with Mike King, I don't know. I'm not the Minister of Mental Health, nor am I the Prime Minister. It's conversations for them to have if they do. But at the end of the day, you know, a private organisation that takes government funding and delivers services to the community, I don't think any other organisation has a leader with such a high profile as Gumboot Friday and I Am Hope, and that comes with its challenges and its risks.
As well as this, Mental Health Minister Matt Doocy says King is entitled to his opinion and will not urge him to rein in his comments. However, is King's comments not a concern as one of New Zealand's leading mental health advocates, especially as his claims are overwhelmingly countered by both international and New Zealand research that explicitly links alcohol with poorer mental health outcomes?
Well, look, at the end of the day, you know, what Matt Doocy has said is that he is entitled to his opinion, and then what I said earlier to this was that he is not an expert and he doesn't claim to be an expert. You know, what he speaks from is his anecdotal experience, and I think it's really important for those around the country to not take his advice as medical advice and seek advice from professionals, you know, and just going back to the point that he has led the charge on a really important topic. And, you know, he's doing a huge amount of work raising awareness and breaking down stigma. And I think, you know, just remembering his place in that, and that he's not claiming to be an expert or a psychological specialist. And, you know, and I think if we continue to consider that the experts and the trained professionals are the ones delivering the support to those that need it, that's where we can take comfort that you know, the right things are being said by the right people.
Moving on to our second topic, recently ACT Party leader David Seymour said he would not ban swastikas in public. What are National's thoughts on this?
Well, look, as I say, you know, it's not my position as a spokesperson for any of the topics, I suppose, that this covers. But look, I think that he's fallen into a trap of supporting free speech and then being asked to, you know, dwell on the gang patches and what that means. And so, you know, it's a situation where, unfortunately, the questions he's asked has sort of led him into a probably, what would you say, a philosophical catch-22, I would say. But look, you know, I think something to consider is that for some cultures, swastikas in particular in Sanskrit are a symbol of positivity. So it does all come down to how the symbol is used. And so, you know, I can't speak for David Seymour and how he commented on it. But, you know, it is a very challenging situation, because that's a universal symbol, that it's the meaning behind it and the intention behind it that gives it the negative connotation. In its historical context, of course, as well. So, look, I can't comment on David Seymour's comments, but I can say that, you know, we feel very strongly about the gang patch legislation that we have introduced, and feel very confident in the police's ability to administer it. You know, I've had many meetings with the New Zealand Police and their ability to crack down on gangs and use this as a tool to end intimidation of the public, and really looking forward to how that plays out.
When questioned by RNZ about why Seymour's stance on swastika is different from his stance on gang insignia, he says there is a difference, as people are genuinely intimidated by certain gang patches and symbols. Does National also support this belief?
Look, at the end of the day, our belief is in the gang insignia legislation, not in David Seymour's opinions, and cannot comment on those. You know, we don't sit around and compare opinions between individuals, and he represents a different party. At the end of the day, our focus has been solely on the gang patch legislation, and we have a limited number of gangs on the legislation whose gang patches are considered and being worn in public a criminal activity, and so that's where we've drawn the line, and we've drawn the line on that based on the representation of criminal activity, the symbols that represent that, how they're used and how they're worn in public. And then, of course, the very important thing of this legislation is where and what is determined as public space. And at the end of the day, I can speak for the people in Hawke's Bay, where I live, that, you know, we very often see members of the mongrel mob and Black Power walking down the street genuinely trying to intimidate people in the public, whether they're in their cars or blocking traffic or just, you know, strutting around town in a pack. You know, it is genuinely threatening, and so I know that many people in my community that I've talked to are really thrilled with this legislative change, and we're really looking forward to seeing the results and have safer communities and people feel more represented by their public services, in particular the police.
That was the National Party's Katie Nimmin speaking on the controversial statements made by mental health advocate Mike King regarding the connection between alcohol and mental health, and comments made by ACT Party leader David Seymour saying that he would not ban swastikas.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.